Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Yesu mulungi.
Jesus is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwagaliza ebisinga obulungi.
And move on, wish them the best.
Ebiveri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Okuyita moyo omutukuvu.
Through his Holy Spirit.
Ngabu yasubiza mu Yokane suleri 16.
As he promised in the John chapter 16. Verse 12.
Okutukira da kule 15.
Up to 15.
Wayogeranga agamba.
When he speaks saying.
Tiro moyo alitola ku ya kitaffe.
That the Spirit will get from that of the Father.
Wangi ya kitaffe.
For what's of the Father.
Ibya Kristo.
It is of the Christ.
Nagena maso no kutuwa.
Then he will move on to give us.
Kali ilibi byatuwadde.
Now unto those is given us.
Kongere okugunumiza Katonda.
He move on to glorify God.
Alabirire ekigambo
kye. Who watches over his word.
Yasubizira nategeeza.
He promised and proclaimed.
Wali mupite ekyokubiri esura isuka.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Odunyo rokusatu.
Verses 3.
Tubuinza obwa Katonda.
That the holy power of God.
Bwamala do kutwa byona bitwetaaga.
Already gave us all that we need. In this life.
Kongere okumuweereza.
In moving on serving him.
Nokongere okumutegeera.
To understand him.
Biro buinzo.
In that authority.
Imoyo mutukufu kwenyeni.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Banga twaulira mukubikulirwa.
Because we had in Revelation.
Esuri esoko nyulokuna.
Chapter 1 verse 4.
Ndibiva eliyo yaliwo.
Which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Erage ndo
And who is going to be?
Erebiva eriyemyo musambu ija Katonda.
And which come from the seven spirits of God.
Twebaza Katonda atugabiride moyo ne mubiri.
We thank God who has provided spirit and the physical.
Nga tuteka teko okutuze waffe mu
guru. And he prepares us, take us home back in heaven.
Nada tulekeira mu rugendo lwaffe no rwoburokozi.
Forsake us in this our journey of salvation.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Rabiridda tulwanirida tukumye.
Watched over us, fought and protected us.
Atukolede bisingo bulungi.
Now he's done good things for us.
Ebireto okukiriza.
Those which bring faith.
Irebi nyweze okukiriza kwa fejali.
Strengthen our faith towards him.
Kusinge nyobo atubikulido musana gwe kigambo ki.
Most of all when revealed light of his word.
Agutumulisiza bulungi nyo.
It lightens us very well.
Iri nyinyi jetulaga.
On to where we are going.
Tulabo bulungi obuliyo.
And we see goodness there.
Ira ne kutumulisiza obubyo buli mukubu.
Enlighten the evils on the way.
Ne nkomere eyechibi.
Bend the end of sin.
Kale ne tuchiwala.
And we avoid it.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus
much. Amanya ne dobozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Opitney.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, Pastor Samuel Nyoman, and a Bible reader, Pastor Teacher Isaac.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We place in this ministry.
Mulembo mpya ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
A new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move on, reach onto you.
Okuza order. Mukanisa ya Katonda okwetola ensi yonna.
Resetting or restoring order in church of God all over the world.
Yes, you have zibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ndamu kisera chinenu.
And this time,
tutunulide.
We are looking at
ebitandikirwako mu misingi egyenjiri y'obulokozi.
The principal things in foundation of gospel salvation.
Yes, you have zibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twatandise okulabikanga tunyoka ku misingi
eyo. We began to get explained of those foundations.
Era tunulide omusingi ogw'okukkiriza eri Katonda.
And we looked at the foundation of faith towards God.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Agwe gutandikirwako.
It's the first foundation.
Kusinzira kwebyo nabi twasobodde okuwulira.
According to all those we able to hear.
Bibula ni yesuli yomukanga.
In the Hebrews chapter 6.
Olunyiri okuva kulisoka.
Starting from verse 1.
Paka olwokusatu.
Up to verse 3.
Nti okukkiriza eri Katonda.
That faith towards God.
Twategedde.
We understood.
Tubisatu ebitunuulirwa. Omusingi ogwo.
Looked at that foundation.
Ogw'okukkiriza eri Katonda.
Of faith towards God.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Watunulide ekimukwebye ekyasoose.
We looked to one of the first.
Ndituwali kukiriza kutufu.
That there is no rightful faith.
Wabula okukwokka.
Except that alone.
Okuva mukuwulira n'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Which cometh from hearing the word of God.
Okukiriza kutufu eri Katonda.
That's the only rightful faith. Towards God.
Ebirala byonna byoyinza okuyita okukkiriza.
All the rest you can call faith.
Byonna si bituufu.
All they are not rightful.
Kubanga twawuliddeko ebimu ku byo.
Because we heard of some of them.
Twawulidde Baroma esuli 10:17.
When we heard Romans 10:17.
Nti okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
That faith comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Kati ebirala byonna ggwe byoyinza okuyita okukkiriza.
All the rest you can call faith.
Tebikola eri Katonda.
Do not work towards God.
Biri ebibira bibyo nga ggwe.
And they are as yours.
Okukwekuzikirira.
That is destruction. That's where it will best to judge you. And
he said
he will judge us as our words were. Even as our actions were. Now we avoid to walk by faith of our words. But we walk by faith coming from hearing the word of God. We look to another reason. That indeed all things will pass away. But the word of God, which is made of holy scriptures, those known as the words of God, they will never pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away, but they will never pass away. Now at the end of all, you must hold unto the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we look to another reason. Are we together?
Wanji?
I might be here speaking, and the others were not here. The other reason was saying, because God has magnified His word above His name.
Heard
it well in the Psalms 138, from verses 1 and 2, that God magnified His word above His name. The name of Jesus so elevated as we hear it. We discovered that the word of God, that which came in the scroll of the book written of it initially, it closed flesh, appeared to us as the Son. It's so magnified.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
today we want to move on with the second part. As we summarize, we put in summary the foundation of faith towards God. In the foundation of the gospel of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today what we look most at, as we add on that point where we ended yesterday, we want to look at that we believe towards God, and then we believe unto His promises.
So
and we do not believe the promises of God, and then we forget to believe towards God who promised them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have tonight is like this. In all our believing, faith towards God, we move by the promise. But we cannot leave aside faith towards God. And we decide to believe in His promises. One of the examples we say, we believe in Canaan which God promised, or we believe in God who promised Canaan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now as we would get explained this foundation of gospel salvation of faith towards God, we wanted to look at faith towards God, and then we believe His promises, and not to believe in the promises of God, and we forget to believe God. And the example we've told you of, that we believe in the Canaan that God promised, or we believe in God who promised
Canaan,
then we reach in that Canaan. For the reason that when we believe God, we believe Him hoping. Many things have been promised by Him, and they cause us to believe Him. Most of all is the eternal life. But if we fail to believe Him, we cannot be able to reach eternal life and the many other good things like those which move on be spoken of. Praise Jesus much. When you read in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4, starting from verse 1 to enter in verse 3, he speaks this on both issues. Abebulania esula eyokuna n'olinyolusooka. Hebrews chapter 4 from verses 1.
Kale tutienga nti okusubiza okwokuyingira mu kiwumulo ngabe kukyatulekeddwa omuntu yenna mu mmwe aleme okulabika nga takutuuseeko.
Yes.
Tutambulira mu kisuubizo bwe tukkiriza Katonda.
When we believe God,
tutambula nga tusuubira.
We move hoping.
Okusingira ddala obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Most of all, that eternal life.
Ekiwummulo eky'emirembe gyonna.
The rest which is everlasting.
Naye kiyinza okuleeta obuzibu.
But what can bring a problem?
Bwe tulemererwa okukkiriza mu Katonda yasuubiza.
If we fail to believe in God who promised.
Ne tujja tukkiriza ennyo mu bisuubizo
bye. And we can't believe most in His promises.
Tulowooza nti tunaabitukako mu ngeri eyo.
And we think we shall reach on them in that way.
So nga kitugwanira okukkiriza ennyo mu Katonda yasuubiza.
Yet it requires us to believe most in God who promises.
Then ne tulyoka tukkiriza ebisuubizo bye.
And then we believe His promises.
Ngabali abalala we bakola ku mulundi guli mu kyamu.
Others did wrongly in the other time.
Bakkiriza nnyo ekisuubizo kya Katonda ekyogenda mu Canaan.
When they believed most promise of God of going to Canaan.
Ne beerabira okukkiriza Katonda abasuubiza.
And they forgot believe God who promised them.
Nti bagenda okuyingira Canaan.
That they are going to enter Canaan.
Era bangi ku bote bagenda.
And many of them never reached.
Wanga ebawulira ebyo.
But when they heard those.
Batabikamu kukkiriza eri Katonda.
They did in include faith towards God.
Katonda abasuubiza tebamusaako mulaka okumukkiriza ennyo n'okumugonderanga.
Promise them they did focus on promising obeying him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Otunulira nnyo olw'okubirugamba.
When you look to verse 2 it says.
Abebulaniya esula eyokuna n'olunyo olw'okubiri.
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 2.
Kubanga naffe bwe twabulirwa enjiri era nga bo naye ekigambo ekyokuwulira tekyabagasa bo kubanga tebagattibwa mu kukkiriza wamu n'abo abaawulira.
Yes.
Nti naffe tubuulirwa enjiri wamu ngera nabo.
We preach the gospel just as they too.
Mu lugendo olw'okuva e Kanani.
In the journey from coming Egypt.
Okuva e Misiri.
Coming from Egypt.
Okuyingira e Kanani.
Going to Canaan.
Waali waawo enjiri nabi Musa gye yaleeta.
Gospel that Moses brought.
Mulimu n'ebiragiro bya Katonda.
Even the
amateeka n'emisango.
Laws and judgments of God.
Bo baawulira nti Yesu Kanani gy'ali mulungi.
Canaan is there.
Nini beerabira okumikisinga okukkiriza mu Katonda.
To mix within it faith towards God.
Ne bagala nnyo bo batuuka eri mu Canaan naye nga si beetegefu.
They left most rich Canaan.
Okukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
But they are not ready to believe the word of God.
Ekirimu amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango.
Which involves commands, laws and judgments.
Egiyinza okubayamba.
Which can help
them
to remain alive.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okumikisingamu okukkiriza.
Mix within it faith.
Bwe tuba tujja eri Katonda.
When we come towards God.
Ekitunyweza oba ekinyweza ennyumba eyo.
What is the strengthen that house.
Oba olugendo olwo.
Or that journey.
Okumikisingamu okukkiriza.
Mixing it what is preached and we mix with faith.
Kugamba okukkiriza.
Now faith.
Yalinganga cement.
It's like the cement.
Okuzimba ennyumba eno.
Of building that house.
Eyokukkiriza eri Katonda.
Of faith towards God.
Okukkiriza okutambula olugendo ne Katonda.
Of accepting move a journey with God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Oyinza okuba kale.
You made perhaps all the rest you've done
with
them. And you hear him speaking.
He speaks
to them, he speaks, you cast them aside.
You're
going to be like that builder who bought land.
He's
going to build. And he bought his bricks. He bought his sand.
Nagula
and he bought
ebirada byonna ebyetaagisa mu kuzimba.
All the material needed in building.
Nagula ne cement naye namuteeka wali ebbali.
Even bought cement, put it aside.
Bwe yatuuka okuzimba.
When he reached to build,
yatabula omusenyu gwe.
He mixed the sand.
Muno mulina muguno ogwenyanja.
We have the one of the lake.
Neguno omulalo muguita mutya.
Even the plaster sand.
Natabula bulungi.
He mixed it very well.
Nadira matafali ge nateeka wali.
Got his bricks put on the side.
Nasime misingi natandiko zimba. Na cement ya mutadde wali.
Foundation began to build not including the cement.
Kati manyanto okukkiriza.
Now you know the faith.
Oyiza nokuba okugera konga nayo kutadde wali.
Even speak of it but you've put it aside.
Ngadala ngo muzimbi oli.
As the other builder.
Bwagura cement naye namteke bali.
Buy cement but puts it aside.
Kati natuko okuzima nata mumikisinga.
Reaches to build it does not mix it in the material build.
But
it's on the site and they ask you, have faith, you say yes. It's there, don't you see it? But inside you, in your actions, it's not mixed. We don't see it there.
Yes, chitufu.
Yes, true. When you reach to build, you put your foundation, you dug them well, the bricks are there, all type as you needed them. All materials used to measure up, they are there. They are of all type you need. The problem, you've mixed it, but you bought cement, put it on the side. You did not mix it in that material to strengthen the building. I don't not know what you're building, but I prove it can never stand.
Now,
where the problem comes, when we decide to believe faith towards God,
you'll
be first understood. When we believe and have faith towards God, the three things we look to. That faith cometh from hearing the word of God. That is one we saw
it.
If we look to, all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. And we look, God magnified his word above his name. Now in this aspect, and we believe God, and then we believe in his promises.
We believe
in the promises of God. Expect to bring God later after we've reached them. That is hard. It's to say, the other believed most in Canaan, that God promised them, more than believing in God who promised them that Canaan. They had all and they seemed to have faith.
But
this faith was a cement they had put aside, not mixed in the material of building. They didn't mix it. You
know,
you may say you even have it there. You believe? Don't you see I'm seated in the word? And I sit here when I don't believe? So when you reach to see you, promises take you up and you forget your God. You see the problem? That the promises take you up.
You
faith for God, your God who promises faithful. Yes.
But
before these promises have come to pass, you are so taken up. And you forget the one who promised is faithful.
Let's read
the first three, you see. Hebrews chapter 4, verse
3.
Now we who believe, and we mix in faith, we end up entering that rest. What I tell you is like this, that if we decide to stand in the faith towards God, there is
not
a single day you find and you go believe most in the promises of God, more than believing in God who promised, when you pass through hearing his word. For many of them who left the land of Egypt
to
go to the land of Canaan, they did not reach, yet they heard the word, just as we too hear it. They were preached the gospel and taught it. But the problem to believe and have faith towards God speaks that. They believed only one thing, we're going to Canaan.
And
when they did not reach, they see that in the way. And they say, Prophet Moses and your God, you brought us here to kill us. But they forgot. The one who promised is faithful. It was seeking for faith strengthened towards him. And they have faith towards him, which is strengthened very well. Remember, he speaks saying that he who promises faithful even to fulfill. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24.
Abasesalonika ekisoke sura y'okutaano n'olunyo lw'abiri mu ennya. Abasesalonika ekisoka esula y'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ennya.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24.
Abayita mwesigwa n'okukola ye alikola. Olw'abiri mu ettaano. Abooluganda mutusabirenga.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 24.
Abayita mwesigwa n'okukola ye alikola.
Atuyita muki?
He who calls us is faithful.
N'okukola alikola ki?
Even doing, he will do the work.
Kitufu yaita abana ba Israeli okuva Misri.
He recalled the Israelites from Egypt.
Bayingire Canaan.
They enter Canaan.
Eranga mwetegefu n'okukola.
He was even ready to do it. But the problem, you think, why is it that not all reached? Because from those who left Egypt, and they were 20 years and above, they did not reach Canaan. Why? You promised that I'm taking you. Is he not faithful? Or they were lacking faith.
2 Corinthians
chapter 1 verse 20.
Yasubiza mwesigwa.
Abakorinso ekyokubire sura esooka n'olunyo lwa 20.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
Kubanga byonna Katonda byasubiza mwoyo mwemuli wewaawo era oyo kyavaleeta amiina. Timoseo ekyokubiri essuula ey'okubiri olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
Omukazi ayigenga mubukakamu mukugonda konna olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
2 Timothy.
Timoseo ekyokubiri essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiri lwa 11.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
Ekigambo kino kyesigwa nti kuba obanga twafa naye era tulibeera balamu naye olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Abebulaniya
essula y'ekkumi olunyo lw'abiri mu ssatu.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23.
Tunyweze okwatulanga essuubi lyaffe obutasagaasagananga kubanga eyasuubiza mwesigwa.
Yes. Let's hold on to the confession of our hope. For he who promised is faithful.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. Now what we have to first know, when we believe towards God, we move under many promises he has promised. But the mistake we should not do on the way is to believe most in the promises of God, and we forget to believe most in God. Because those who left the land of Egypt, those who left the land of Egypt to enter Canaan, they failed for that issue. God was faithful and is faithful. As you've heard in Hebrews 10,
we
told you that. Let's hold on to the profession. For the one who promised is faithful.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ndanga butudde mbatasoronika ekisoka.
As we part first Thessalonians.
Isule yokutano.
Chapter 5.
Bwabili mwenya.
Verse 24.
Ye yasubiza mwesigwa.
That you promised is faithful.
Ye tuita mwesigwa.
He who called us is faithful.
Ukutukiriza atukiriza.
He is fulfilling, he fulfills.
Byonna byogenda okubuulira mu nsi
eno. All things you got to preach in this world.
Kigendo ekyokufuula manga gonna abayigirizwa eri Katonda.
Making all nations disciples.
Kakasanga ekintu kimu.
Proof always one thing.
Tumukubuulira okukiriza eri Katonda.
That in preaching faith towards God.
Wadenga ebisuubizo bya Katonda bikulu okubibuulirako.
Even though the promises of God they are major to be preached of.
Kubanga ebisuubirwa ebyo.
For those are what are
kututambulide.
The promise we move by as we believe towards God.
Nindi tusubula atokusala okubikiririza munyo.
But you can't decide believe most in them.
Ukusinga nga twera bila atusubiza.
Yet we forget believe the one who promises.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Muchigambe echo tuogera tutya.
In that word we speak words.
But tuulira mbebulania.
When we hear in Hebrews. Hebrews 11.
Tusingana.
We find.
Tukukiriza kwe kunyweza ebisubirwa.
That faith is what is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes, tubatusubira.
We hope for.
Binjo bulamu butagwao nebirunji.
Things eternal life and the good things.
Yomusi nebiyomuguru.
Those of the world and of heaven.
Na yimunanga bulemero okunyweza okukiriza.
But if you fail to hold on the faith.
Irika tunda.
Towards God.
Nkakasanga kizibu nyo okunyweza ebisubiru.
I prove it's hard to hold to those promises.
Katusome tuulire.
Let us read we here.
Abebulania esule 11 n'olunyolusoka.
Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1.
Okukiriza kye kinyweza ebisuubirwa kye kitegeereza ddala ebigambo ebitalabika olinnya olw'okubiri kubanga abakadde bategeezebwa mu kwo
yes
okukkiriza
faith
kwogera kukkiriza eri Katonda
we speak of faith towards God
okuva mu kuwulira
which come from hearing
okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda
in hearing the word of God
okukkiriza oku
that faith
kwe kunyweza ebisuubirwa
is the substance of things hoped for.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Butudandise nawe tugambye bwetu.
When we began we said this.
Ndi mumushingi gwafe gonogo kukiriza eri Katonda.
That in this our foundation of faith towards God.
Kuva mukuri anokuri ekigambo kya Katonda.
Come from hearing the word of God.
Tulina kola nsobi.
We should not do a mistake.
Okusalawo okukiriza mu bisuubizo bya Katonda ennyo.
To decide to believe more in the promises of God.
Tuerabira okukiriza ennyo mu Katonda atusuubiza.
And we forget to believe more in God who promises us.
Bana baganda bafa bave missing.
For our brothers who came from Egypt.
Basubiziddwa okugenda mu Canaan.
Had been promised to go to Canaan.
Baremererwa abasinga obungi.
Most of them.
Olw'ensonga.
Because.
Ntiberabira okukiriza ennyo mu Katonda abasuubiza Canaan.
Forgot to believe most in God who promised Canaan.
Bakiriza ennyo mu Canaan.
And they believed most in Canaan.
Era ne balemererwa okutuuka.
And they failed to reach there. Because they did not mix in faith.
Atenga kwe kunyweza.
Yet it's the substance.
Ebisubirwa.
Of things hoped for.
Kusina kwebe tusoso kuulira.
According to we first heard.
Ebulani esuleyo eyokuna.
In the Hebrews 4.
Olisoka pakuru okusa.
Verses 1 to 3.
Agamba anti.
And he said that.
Abo babulirwa enjiri ngana fe.
Them to be preached as we too.
Era ne basomesebwe ekigambo.
They were taught the word.
Na yobuzibu.
But the problem.
Bamikisinga mukukiriza.
They did not mix in faith.
Seminti anywezo ekizimbe kyaffe ekyokukkiriza eri Katonda.
The cement to strengthen a building towards God.
Era cement.
And the cement.
Anywezo lugendo lwafuru okutambula ne Katonda ennaku zonna.
Our journey to move with God all day.
Bote bakirowooza.
They did not think of it.
Naye agamba.
Yet he said.
Tifabakkiriza.
We who believe.
Tusigala tuyingira mu kiwummulo ekyo n'ebirungi bya Katonda byonna.
We remain entering in that rest and see all the good things.
Tumanya ekinywezo okukkiriza okwo.
For we know the substance of that faith.
Ekinywezo lugendo lwafuru okukkiriza eri Katonda.
All that strengthen our journey to be
sibisubizo.
They are not promises.
Wabula kukiriza moyo asubiza.
But to believe in one who promises.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Icho kitegedde bulungi.
That you've understood well.
Kubanga bwabadde tutegeeza.
For when he was telling
us. Mwebulani esule ye 10.
In Hebrews 10.
Abiri musatu akugambye.
23 as said.
Tunyweze okwatula okwaffe.
Let us hold fast unto our profession.
Kubanga ye yagenda maso n'okusubiza.
He who promised.
Mwesigwa.
He is faithful.
Ngabira bwoyongedde okuwulira.
Yes, you've moved to here.
Thessalonica ekisoke suli okutana.
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
Munya.
Verse 24.
Tunyweze okukiriza kwaffe.
If you hold a profession.
Kugamba bwetukkirizo ye yatuyita.
If we believe one who called us.
Kubanga mwesigwa.
He is faithful.
Na yiwe tusembye tuwulidde.
But we ended as we heard.
Bibulani esuli 10 neyo.
Hebrews 11.
Tukukkiriza kuno.
That this faith.
Kwekunyweze ebisubi.
The substance of things hoped for.
Tusubira binjo okuveri Katonda.
Hope for many from God.
Ankubulire tobuliranga abantu enjiri.
Let me tell you ever preach the gospel to people.
No nywezi ebisubizo gye bali mu mitima gyabwe.
And you emphasize promises unto them in their hearts. More than emphasizing the gospel.
To
strengthen their faith towards God that happened. When they forget, believe the one who promised. And to hold the profession towards him.
It
means they have failed to reach in things promised. They do not even see them because their eyes are within faith. Faith towards God who promises. You repeat as Hebrews we say. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1.
Okukiriza kye kinyweza ebisuubirwa. Kye kitegeereza ddala ebigambo ebitalabika.
Okukiriza.
Faith.
Is
the substance of things hoped for. Indeed, what's not seen, it holds them.
Because
when God promised, there are things He promised, and we don't even see them. He is the one who knows the rightful place where they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, it's so bad to forget, believe Him. And you go believe most in the promises. That can take you delay on the way 40 years. Like the children of Israel were.
Journey
was meant before 3 days. They spent 40 years moving. Many of them never reached.
Even
those who entered into Canaan,
they
did not get rest, they was moved on to persecute them. Yes. Many of children of God
who
fall along the way of salvation, and they have believed most in promises of God, and they forget to believe most in God. You see where the problem is. Praise Jesus much. Now in our preaching, there are many promises God has promised. There are those we see and others invisible with physical eyes. But in the word we have heard them. We hear of heaven and read it in the word. We hope to reach into it straight. But the problem
is
we forget to hold on our faith towards God. And it comes from hearing His word. What it tells us along the way what we are to do. To align ourselves and things like those. Many people wait for heaven. Yes. But they don't hearken to the word of God. Yet they love that promise. They want to enter eternal life. And they have come rebelling against the owner of eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read in Romans 8, he tells us that what is hoped for, if you still see it, it's no more a promise. But if you don't see it, you have to use faith towards one who promised you that he can reach it onto you. If it's not that, you will never reach it. Romans chapter 8, verse 24.
Kubanga twalokoka lwa kusubira.
Njagala nkutegeze nabe nabikoloka kwafe.
Even our getting saved.
Tulokoka kusubira.
Get saved because of hope.
Musumbo subira.
Yeah, I hope.
Musubira.
I hope for heaven.
Hey, subire.
But I hope for it.
Hey, tuli musubi.
We are in a hope.
Ogulu edunji.
A good heaven.
Ulem burunji kweyagala mirembe mierere.
Life only peace there.
Tuluka mukusubira.
We got saved for hope. But
faith
is the substance of things hoped for.
You
forget to hold your faith and you don't reach that God promised. And you want to hold on the promises. It is very hard. You does not know even somewhere they are. For now you see.
Though
we reach to pray. Everyone cars and the houses.
And
the good things of the world, many of them.
Yet
we ask them from God in heaven. We too are on this world. I've never seen a house you will request for and it comes from heaven. The one we ask is God in heaven. What we ask for is this one. What is troubling us? For you don't ask God, I want a house, it comes from heaven. You don't ask a car, it comes from heaven. It is not there. What was in heaven was the word that would have asked for, but he said it for us. What is not far that is in heaven, who is going to go for it for you? That it is offshore in the sea.
He said,
it's near
your mouth.
It's the word of faith. Yes. You look now. You
are
an evangelist, teacher, or a prophet. As all spiritual gifts are. You are going to put people in prayer. And they ask things from God. What they ask them from is in heaven. And they ask them right there on this world. Oh God. Send me a wife. Ask if I'm to send her now. You'll not be able to marry her. I'll send a baby
in the
womb and you wait for her. Right there.
Lord,
how I don't see her. Why? She's there. You believe in me, I'll show her to you. Problem on us God to give us what we need for they are right on this earth. But is the one in heaven.
This
he gave wisdom to men. Wisdom in their hearts, they manufacture them, they are
on this earth.
God, I ask for a car. He said, I'm in heavens, we don't drive cars here.
We have
our transports, like the trans, the visions. Your cars are on the world.
What
you say we ask from you? I'll show you where they are. That alone is what I do. But I will not show them till you first thought for me. Me too, I love those who love me. And those who seek me diligent will see me.
What
you say, Matthew 7:7. We knock, you will open. We ask, you will give us. Now we've come to ask. He said, no.
There is
another who have not spoken. I say, seek, you will find. All we ask there on this world is there anyone who asks for a land and it comes from heaven? A piece of land comes from heaven. But where is it going to rest even? Something God needs from us as children of men. The things to be wherever they have been started.
But
even precious under the ground we've not touched even. Precious stones. Oil. All food come from the ground. They are here.
Something
is looking for faith towards him.
It's
why things are hidden, they are not far. I don't want to waste my time
to rotate
and ask much. No. We believe one who promised.
Amen.
As his word is. And we teach people believe the one who promised. God promised
he
will grow. The one who knew how he made you to grow.
If
you are growing a finger, you didn't see it. Did you see it?
But
your promise is faithful, you grew. I did grow well, I am short.
How
you promise you'll grow to that station? Now it's like this.
What
in church you love most the work of begging. But the main thing is to
believe.
The main thing is to believe God who promised those. Our praying is like to remind him.
You
show him our need. For first, he gave us without asking him.
And
we used wrongly. We told him, the woman you gave me.
See,
I'm no more going to feed you. Now you ask, then I will give you. That before that we first asked from him. Did you ask him to be a woman? You asked him that he'll be a man? You asked him to be in Uganda? You asked him what? You asked him nose and ears? In the parts as you have them?
Okay.
Did you ask him to put oxygen you will breathe?
No, Musabateke, Musana Kubanga,
put the sun for you, knew you will need it.
Okay. No, Musaba setting in Kubanga.
Asked him to set Kubanga for you, knew you will need it.
All
he can, but the problem is this for us to believe him, and that faith comes from hearing his words. Where the problem is not, but promises he has many of them.
Fulfills
that the point
that he has
many others like those he has them.
It's
not to ask him
when
to give
up.
You see how you've struggled to ask. You pray. You say you get tired, you be alive, and you believe me.
And
humble down, hear my word. If you refuse, die like that. Up to hell.
You think
how many make noise for him that they ask from him? Do not discourage us.
Pray.
If you want, keep on praying, you get tired.
Men,
Jesus told them a word. Your faith has made you whole.
Where
did us
go? Why Jesus
received?
As he preached,
those who healed.
He
said your faith is made whole. What was he speaking about? He spoke it many times. Your faith is made you whole.
He said,
believe God. Now we go safe because of hope.
You
can't reach that promise.
If
you first believe one who promised
it,
if they don't believe him the way you want, you believe him as his word is. You repeat for us in Romans. Romans chapter
8.
Romans chapter 8 verse 24.
Kubanga twalokoka lwa kusubira. Naye ekisuubirwa ekirabika si kisuubira, si kusuubira. Kubanga ani asuubira kyalabako. Olwabiri mu ttaano. Naye bwe tusuubira kye tutalabako, tukirindirira n'okugumiikiriza.
Yes. If you hope for what you don't see, those who say, most of them I see
this,
that are one I hope for. Like what?
You,
at times you hope for the others which they have given you. They are born again of bad manners. They go on the house of another and they claim it to themselves. But most things we hope for, they are invisible.
Yes. Yes.
There's one who said me, I hoped to grow. Because I saw your word matured. I want to tell me you hoped to grow, that you appear how? Did you know? Yes. You hoped to grow. That you grow and you look how? The other
new
they are small now, see they are fat. What do you hope for? You did see it. You will grow and appear like this and this. Parents birthed them,
you grow.
Don't know you grow and look how.
These
things, let me tell you,
they
get troubled again in our hearts. Let's hold one thing, faith towards God. Coming from hearing his word. These others, they're the either things he put where we are, here.
If the image of the
baby, you see all you have, he has it.
Bible
says, Psalms
139,
that your figure, he saw it before it was there even.
Kugamba yaba na banechori,
nechori, wachori ba. What you will be?
See, if you want to move, it is a journey.
Troubles us is one. To believe him.
Don't need pastors waste time.
The issue that we pray 40 days. We don't waste our time.
There
are things we don't wake up to ask for, but they are there. But the one who promised they will be there is faithful and fulfilling. They really don't do upon 100.
They're
like 20 or 15%. Those are what we ask for.
Yeah,
but they didn't even make 15%. It's the 5%.
But
most of them, it does them, we've not asked for them. Bible speaks of them, we know what God freely gives us.
What
is that the hard thing in a ministry? But I hope you began to understand it. That the problem which is
being,
you forget to believe in God who promises. Believe most in his promises.
Like others
who believe most in Canaan, that God promised them, more than believing God who promised Canaan to them. The gospel you've moved by out there
is
most in the promises.
If you get saved,
if you get saved, you get married. If you get saved, you will marry. You will go to nations. Now you've not yet gotten saved. You've not yet.
But
to get saved, you have to first believe. You didn't read Romans 10,
9
and 10. If you believe Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. Live with his heart to be saved. And confess with their mouth.
Also
believe with their heart be given righteousness. Confess with the mouth to be saved.
But
cannot believe in the heart before hearing the word.
Romans 10:17
says, you have to first believe. Faith coming from hearing the word of God. Now you, if they promise you promises, if you get saved, you travel abroad. You
don't
yet believe God your own promises. Very sad. God, you still have a journey. That's why you've all got disfigured out there.
What you
all you've not yet gotten a wedding, they promised you when you're getting saved. Heading on to getting saved. Mm. They did get there.
Mm.
They did not. You see the trouble you have?
You
see many born again are very bad love.
Those
thinking to believe towards God, most of them are bad love.
But
the Israelites had a problem. They asked
them,
will you serve God?
And
they say yes. Because God brought us from Egypt.
That's the reason they came,
not because he's God. Forget the things abroad.
Said
to Prophet Moses, Prophet Joshua, Joshua 24,
ask,
will you serve God?
They
say, yes, we serve
him.
Because you brought us from Egypt. And he fought all those wars for us. He chased all those nations away. That's why we shall serve him.
Reasoning capacity
was so immature.
Because
he brought him for wealth, not because he's God. Now you're going to serve him over which issue and reason? When we come to reality, why are you going to serve God? Because he promised. The main prophet Daniel challenged us much.
He
cast them in the fire, they say. Whether he delivers us, he is God. They believed him. Whether he
saves us, not from the fire that burns us.
He is God.
We
believe he is God. Period. Whatever comes.
He did
that to save, deliver them.
There's something you think of serving God.
Now, when you come rich, come rich and serve God. You live and get from that journey of coming to serve God.
Don't reason with him over serving.
You serve him because he's God.
Yes, we have a spirit.
Praise Jesus much. I see you still remain in the promises. You hope much in them than hoping in the Lord.
And
even they have not come to pass, you get heartbroken. You see that indeed God, yet he has one word. I am not early, and I do not delay. You might what? You do it.
I may say he's a bit tricky.
He is just right.
If you promise
than him what we have done, he to what to do what? I'm not
early.
I don't delay. Wait for me as you believe me.
That is tricky.
He's not tricky. He's just right. He is just right.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
are we going to serve or we begun? Are we going to believe in God? As we've heard his words, more than believing in his promises, because we shall reach in them. Let's hold on one who promised. The one we hold on, let's prove his presence. Children of Israel ended there, they did serve God.
But
the reason they gave to serve him was so weak.
That
because he brought us from Egypt, if he didn't get you from there, then what?
You
wouldn't have served him. Because he brought us from Egypt and fought wars along the way. Even this land we are in,
chased
occupants within it. That's why we're going to serve him.
When
other problems will come, we say, because he's not saved us from these problems, we shall not serve him.
He does not have
come early and neither delayed and is about to come. At times he said, I got angered a little. And you moved on into sinning much. Sometimes he delays a little. He says, you have all gone astray. He
said,
I've understood this one.
It
was good I waited a little with this sin. The father says the word. Look at your brother.
See,
they are all broken and crushed in faith. And the Holy Spirit says, I've been upholding me, but I failed on this person. They believe much in promises. Believe in their good will. Now you see, that is how you have been moving. And he speak about you in heaven. And you crushed your engine in believing towards God.
Ah, Most
born again, you're not yet saved.
Yes,
you just have a name. If you
are
preached promises are what brought you in the gospel, salvation, it's good.
But you
still have a journey to believe in God more than those promises. For
so
we get saved because of promises. But the one who saves us himself is not a promise.
You are.
He is there. Before he saves you, will not go in those promises.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yes, I need a moment to think about it. You know, many times when we ask towards God,
there
are scriptures we believe in.
We are
to gather for his sake. Where two, three agree on an issue in this world, God will do it.
But
we forget to believe that he is present there. Yes. Well, those verses are two. Matthew
18, 19
and
20.
Now you get one and you leave the other. You read us those verses, we see them.
Matayo esule yekumi na umunana na ulu nyiriri ule kumi na umunana.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 18.
Mazima mbaga amba nti yona biyemuli saba kuhunsi. Yona biyemuli siba kuhunsi.
Matthew 18 verse 19.
Matayo esule yekumi na umunana na ulu nyiriri ule kumi na muenda.
Matthew 18 verse 19.
Natye mbaga amba nti obaba na mbabiri. Webeti abanga kuhunsi mubuli chigambo chona. Chibali saba. Chiriba kulirwa chitange alimu guru.
Yes. Whether your brethren,
babiri,
two or three,
wabana
agree on any issue on the earth,
chitange muguru,
my Father in heaven will do it. But let me ask you, agreed on how many issues and God did them. Why did he not do them?
Yet,
agree and you say now.
I
want you to do one thing. Get two or three people agree. You agree we want a car tomorrow.
And
you see whether you will see it.
I'm
not breaking your faith. Problem is on the verse
20.
God the Father is in heaven. There is the one we see whom we sent. In those days the word was the one there. In these
days,
the Spirit is the one that he is present.
Have
to believe he is indeed present there. What hinders us to access verse
19?
That agree and think is in heaven. Father is in heaven. We are here, we are agreeing. Yet you are in heaven. Here we don't see you. It is wonders. My spirit is there. He is right. I'm right there.
You must
prove I'm right there in your midst. You first read verse 20.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 20.
Matayo esura kumi na munana olunyiriru abiri.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name,
era babiri basatu bakungana wamu mu linnya lyange,
there am I in the midst of them.
Nze ndiawo masekati gabwe.
Yes. Mugenda okukanyula kumi na
munana. As you agree on verse 19,
babiri basatu,
where two or three agree on issue and earth,
my
Father in heaven will do that.
Now the problem
verse 20 brings the problem. Not to believe is right there as you agree.
Here
we speak to faith towards God.
First
foundation in the gospel of salvation. Not yet spoken of knowledge of God. We speak of faith. Knowledge of God will take us above the heavens.
Yeah,
those we go to after we finish foundations.
Here
speak of just faith towards God. Before you even know him beyond
Nothing will be able to
know him before you believe in his presence. I've spoken this. Matthew 18:19. Where two or three
agree
on an issue on the earth, my Father in heaven will do it for them. How many people agree?
Many
agree, let's pray this prayer.
And
things don't work.
Verse
20 catches them up. Where two, three agree on the earth? In my name. I am right in their midst. How is he in the midst? The other say is just naked spirit. He has no body. Yet made us in his image. And they say he's a big-eyed God. He has one big eye. He created in his image, we have two eyes.
But
you see, they're just mad people. What they speak of if they're all wrong. I don't know how you'll hear them. And they have first spoken of things not right. But remember,
there's
no way you can believe his presence except his word is what tells you that you move in me and live in me.
And
where shall we yawn from my spirit? Go to heaven, I'm there. Even here, else, everywhere. Must have believed towards God.
And that
faith comes from hearing the word of God. Not the stories of your forefathers that God is big eyes.
After
they say, created us in his image.
No, buza.
You ask. We have two eyes. You want to say, how come we do not have one eye? And they say the child resembles you. If you have two eyes, they have one eye. And they say,
was that dumb one?
You birth the child who resembles you, but they have no body. What? God is naked. Spirit has no body.
And
how come we made his image? We have a body. What is wrong? Now religious people, the sons of perdition. Some things they showed that God, you can't even ask and he gives us, because even his presence we see it wrongly. Even a faith towards him, even in a way not of the word, of stories of forefathers.
Pastor
tells you, my God, you're going to see him. He say, you.
Oh,
your God. My God, where will I ever see him?
You
are going to see my God. You just pack your things and leave that such a place. For the God of all gods with flesh,
it's not
of one person, it's impossible.
Yeah,
how come he says God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Did he say, I'm God of Abraham alone? Abraham, Isaac, and
Never
Jacob. Out of them came who? 12 tribes. Out of them a nation. God is of nations.
The
nations of those clans, all nations restored them to himself. That your God you speak, I live such a place. You know that is your demon you're possessing. Our faith towards God, we found a problem in it. Just even his presence. Before you seek much of knowing him, knowing his fullness, that callful knowledge of God,
this,
to believe him, those are the initial things. That is
present.
And you've heard the word speak of him.
After
you hold that level,
you go to
level recite of him to what he recites. He came from where? Then they take you to everlasting, above the heavens.
But
God got the first of his presence to believe it's there. If you have it, you have it in the wrong way.
But
you have a big eyed God in your mind. You have his naked spirit.
You ask,
Pastor, where are the scriptures backing that? You ask it to those priests, they speak that. They say God is naked spirit. He has no body. Ask him where it is written.
It is
a story, but it's on this world. Now faith towards God, it's major. More than believing in his promises.
Because
the one to fulfill them, not us.
But
if you decide to believe promises, then
you
have a serious problem.
And
before a promise comes, it has not way, it has changed your faith towards God. Now then, if he has not done it, he seems to be God. You know his reason why he has not done it. Or you know your reason why he has not done it for you.
The
reason why he has not done it for you, do not know it.
Yet,
ask his reason why he has not done it for you. You need to believe him. The way he is God.
Even
though you rotate wherever, he is God. Are we together? The man is covered. Sadrach
message.
Whether he saves us or not, he is God. He promised to say it. Every tongue confess Jesus is Lord.
If you confess
today you don't want, in hell you will confess. And you will not be saved. Every day,
you
will bow down
to God.
God said, only those who have believed, every knee, whether you believe or not. Philippians 2. You first
bring it to me.
See, I'm falsely you are choosing. Every knee
has to bow.
Every tongue has to confess. Whether it's of an animal, an insect.
If you
do not want to confess, you will confess.
This
Jesus is Lord, don't attach conditions on it. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9.
Naye Katonda kiyava amugulumize nnyo, n'amuwa erinnya liri erisinga amannya gonna. Olinnya lwe 10. Buli vivi lifukamirirenga erinnya lya Yesu. Ery'omuggulu n'ery'oku nsi n'ebya wansi w'ensi. Olwe 11. Era buli
not this if you don't want, you will do it by force. We believe belong back.
Yes,
Jesus. Lord, I have no condition attached on that. And to kneel before him,
I
do not have a condition whether I did what for me, he is Lord. Every name, whether of heavens, whether in the earth or under the earth, and every tongue, it has to confess.
Are
free to confess today?
Yes.
Oh Jesus, today, I believe you are Lord. You created heaven and earth, in all things in it, without any condition attached. If you don't want,
you wait.
Yes!
You'll be
kneeling.
Jesus, you're crying to him. Help me.
Time is up.
I told you for peace and peace, you refused. You know, rebels, they tell them, surrender.
They're going to
strike you with missiles. They refuse. You know, you've been a rebel. You rebel against God. You rebel him passing through sin. For God in him, there is no sin.
Your
rebellion is to retain sin with yourself.
Surrender,
sin. I am Lord, you still refuse.
He
will lay hold of you, you will feel him. Rebels, he has a prison for them. Hell. The rebels, that the majority in the world who rebel against God. Call them rebellious children. But when God will give me chance, I'll teach you of those rebels. But we thank God who's redeemed us from that rebellion. We too surrendered our hands,
raised,
and said, Jesus, you are Lord. We didn't wait to be laid whole taken in the prison. Find you with the proof of sin. Praise Jesus.
So
now when you spoken like this, our faith towards God more than believing in his promises. For himself who promised is faithful even to fulfill. That we do not appear the children of Israel who believed most in the promise of Canaan that God promised more than believing in God who promised and they failed even to reach. For they failed to believe in the one who promised. Now in all we last ended Matthew 18 verses 19 and 20. People believe the verse 19 that where two or three agree on an issue of the world, God in heaven will do it. They forget verse 20.
Which
tells them his right present in their midst. For their faith.
To
what God it zigzag. It's faith, it is parched. It's like a parched cloth. It's there. You can't think which form of cloth is this. They believe they are out of faith. They are not rightful. As if you believe, as if you don't believe.
No.
Faith is zigzag. If it's a cloth, it's damaged. It's patched with, it's a damaged cloth. These days they call them damaged.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus. Now you see it is like this. You believe that God is present through his Holy Spirit. Bible speaks of him. Where shall we run from your spirit? Going in heavens is there. Under the earth is there. In the entire heavens is there. Even in hell is there. Do you believe that word or you're joking? Because God, when he says he's a spirit, he said wherever his spirit is, he is right there. You need to believe that he manifests, then he saves.
You are.
He is there. But to manifest work for us, we have to first believe his presence. That faith has to be in the word. The word is what explained to us his presence. Read in the Psalms
139,
starting from verse 7.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi mwasatu mwenda.
Psalms
139,
verse 7.
Nagenda wa okupeli omoyo go. Obana dukira wa amasogo. Olinyo romu nana. Kwenari nyamuguru. Ngajori. Kwenaya rovulidi wange mumagombe. Laba. Ngajori. Olinyo romu enda. Kwenato leviwa watilo eviencha. Nenitulam before eviennyanja. Evidie wale nyo. Rekumi. Ne wankumateyo omukono gwo. Guna nungamia.
Yes.
Agamba tunadukira okuviri omoyo.
He say, where shall we run from your spirit? And where shall we run from your eyes? When he ascends in heaven, the Father is the one there. Even his word Jesus. When he reaches in the world, he is there.
Once
under the earth, he is there.
Mugeyena
in hell, he's the one who reigns there. And he reached to say in the next verses, and he speaks saying like this. Psalms
139, verses 10. Ne wankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eriggwe. Naye ekiro kyaka ng'omusana, kubanga enzikiza n'omusana bifaanana w'oli.
Ye tomubuulira nti bwazibye.
Don't tell him that it's night. It gets night onto your planet
Earth.
According to your eyes.
Ye n'ekiro alaba bisana omusana.
Even darkness is like light. These people, they think it is gotten night in the darkness, that they go into fornications,
in
immorality and profane.
I want to
show you some of the initials, those who can prove that God is present or not. When you believe him, there are many things you've decided to do. I don't know whether you agree upon with him who is near you. Because he's present.
You
go into your room, do your funny things on yourself. You first tell him, oh God, through your Holy Spirit, I see him here. But we are going to steal. Little things show you that your faith towards God, it is not clear.
What
comes before God has to believe is present. He's there.
We've
shown you his presence in the summary.
But
what you do alone scorn his presence. He
reached,
even keep silent around there. He said, you did all I kept silent. You thought we are equal.
Just keeping
silent, you do what you do, you don't you think you're equal with him? One day you bring them upon you on those judgments.
What
do you know like this? God is in every place passing his Holy Spirit.
You
need to believe it after you hear his word like today.
And
you move on to recite presence in heavens and earth. And the word is what explains you. Because his presence.
Ask the
things you keep doing, most of them. Those you decide. Is he involved in them? You reason with him?
Because
the Spirit after spreading heaven and earth decides to create a special friendship with you.
He gets
of his fullness, which fills the
glory.
He puts a portion in you.
Then
you become a temple of the Spirit. But I give you another example. You may not even be sure that is in you. Yes, not sure.
Yes.
If a person you are with him in the house, can you doubt that? You are with him. You decide your own things. What you do, they just keep looking at you.
For
many things you've decided as you.
Yes.
Yes. We say it's everywhere. But in the first Corinthians, chapter 3,
eventually
gets a priest.
a portion of his presence everywhere. Puts it within you.
Agambe yes jendi.
He said, I am right everywhere. But even in you. Let's work now. You first look into what you have decided and what you have come doing. You will even know that now he's even outside you. He's not in you.
He
is still within you bearing. You are in a fight. Serious. You are fighting each other.
But
you've never told him what you're going to do. It's time to get angered. I feel I want to get angered. Let's get angered. Set the mood for anger. He asked you over what reason? My brother has stepped a toe on me. Does that cause anger? You have no patience? Me, leave me. Me, I am like me. The spirit be on the side. You first read Corinthians, we see. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
Kubanga Katonda, tulibakozi banne. Muli nimiro ya Katonda. Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
Kubanga Katonda.
Because God,
tulibakozi banne.
We are his fellow laborers.
Muli nimiro ya Katonda.
We are God's field.
Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
You are God's building.
Bosumonyore 16 agamba bwati.
If you read verse 16, he says this on that issue.
Abakolinso ekisoke sulo yokusatu nolinyiro 16.
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda. Erango omwoyo gwa Katonda abera mumwe. 17. Omuntu yenna bwazikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda. Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo.
Yes.
Temumanyinga muli yekalu ya Katonda.
You know your temples of God.
Erango omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mumwe.
The spirit of God dwells in you.
Muntu bwazikiriza yekalu ya Katonda.
And man defiles the temple of God.
Ne Katonda ali muzikiriza.
God will destroy him. You as you the spirit. This body is the temple of God.
The
spirit of God has to be in you. But are you sure is within you? According to the agreement there, if you communicate with him. Do you dare communicate with him? Do you speak with each other? Or you decide by yourself.
You get
temple, you take it to fornication.
Anger,
fights and things like those.
You ask him,
you are in me now. We are going to fight. Over what reason?
How
can you find me point a finger in me?
Let me
tell you, there are things which are like initials,
but
prove your faith towards God. So minimum, it's not even equated to a mustard seed.
God,
what surrounds you and most things you do, they alone show who and what you are. Your faith towards God and his presence. Besides seeing that the Spirit is
present,
besides get a portion, get put it in you. According to John 14, the verse 17.
It
needs you know him that he is there outside. Even within you, he is there. Let us read you here as we wind up. John chapter 14, verse 17.
Omoyo wa mazima, ensigweta yinza kukiriza, kubanga temulaba.
Yes.
The world
does not believe him because they do not see him. Though he is filled everywhere. I wonder whether you've left the world. I think
you,
among those of the world, for you two have not seen him.
Musumba.
Left the world yourself. If you were to see
some
things you do not write in the word, you would not have done that. The Spirit is seeing me. Because you see him there. You know one man, servant of God, a prophet.
Yes.
Prophet Joseph. He said, the woman wanted him to do things with her. Yes. He said, how will I look before my God? Before my God?
Yes. Of course, there are
no people other seeing
you.
You have sex with a woman.
See,
God, how dare he see me?
He
believed his presence in his fullness.
He said,
my God, how will he see me here?
Perhaps
you're still in the world.
Pastor
Peter,
have
you left the world?
People
still in the world. Yeah, we are not in the fake salvation. This is real salvation. We preach real life of salvation.
You don't fake
yourself that you left the world when you do not see the Holy Spirit around.
You don't think this is like
you dwell
the seasons
that you have filled chaos and hatred. Outdo it. Me, it's me.
Don't you even see me around?
Will he come inside you? You are pitiful, a wretched person. Very pitiful.
Our
faith in this world has been so dead.
It
is so. The world does not see him.
If
you two cannot see him,
I don't
want even to follow you where you live and what you do there.
I don't follow you up.
Don't follow your husband, leave him. God is present, let him see him. You man, don't follow, leave the wife. You've been following everywhere she goes, you follow. Where has she gone?
If
she believed God, leave her. God is right there where they have gone.
Someone said,
apostle, you take another responsibility. You follow them to where? You watch over the rightful watchmen. If they go beyond, leave them. You believe your God where they have gone.
He will hold them
with an iron hand there.
I
want us to believe God. Let's get totally believing in him.
The world
cannot see him. You finish that verse. John chapter 14 verse 17.
Kubanga temulaba, sote mutegeera, mumu mutegeera, kubanga abeera jemuli, era anabanga mumwe.
You see, when you understand him, he dwells with us, everywhere is there, and even is inside us, but we understand him. The world cannot believe him because they do not see him. They do not understand him. Problems like two, why they cannot believe him. They don't see him. They do not understand him. We see him. He's
dwelling to us.
In
the outside as we order the inside of our bodies. He said we have to pass together. For Romans 8, 15 and 16, the Spirit himself, together with our spirit,
which
a time you're intact, together, you reason.
But
I give you what? You propose to the Holy Spirit, befriend him. Begin to do what cleanses the temple that he cometh in you. For
it
is unto us, but inside us, most of us is not in us.
Let
them come join with our spirits, we pass together.
And
say the one in us
is
greater than the one in the world. In the people of the world, the wizards. For you, have the Holy Spirit in the world. He
builds
all in heaven.
And
then he put a portion. You propose, befriend him.
You not
say, oh, Holy Spirit, I love you. Not say that to him. Mm. No, it's not like that. You place his temple, your body. Take out fornication, anger, wrath, and all those evil things in it. Take them out.
The
temple of God is holy. You will have communication. You will pass together.
You
update of you everything moving on. He will guide you all your days.
8
speaks of him well. 14 and 16. As we finish. Romans chapter
8,
verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omoyo gwa Katonda. Abo be bana ba Katonda 15 kubanga temwaweebwa na temwoyo gwa buddu okutya naye mwaweebwa omwoyo gw'okufuuka abaana atukabya nti Abba kitaffe 16 omwoyo ennyini wamu n'omwoyo gwaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Yes.
Spirit
self come join with your spirit, you be one in one body. Outside heavens and earth, even in you is put his portion there. Your rich and things are not hard.
Uganda.
Now, brethren, our faith towards God, let it be so high, more than believing in his promises, shall be able to reach those promises. Our faith towards God reached to indicate his presence our way. Everywhere. Through his Holy Spirit.
It
reached to bring his portion in us. So much of friends we pass together.
Those
who speak see him on your heart knocking. You open thy enter.
The
only way to open is to believe. To cleanse his temple.
You're going to
teach people to believe God, see him, and hear him, and
hear,
worship, praise him,
and
do works with them, great works.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
we've spoken much on that issue. But you think that if it's a temple, inside it you are there with the Holy Spirit. Already think over what you're deciding to do. That of stubbornness. Always speak to Holy Spirit, we are going to do these things. You see whether those are his acts.
No,
at least the acts of my spirit that you say you are with him,
fornication,
stealing, robbery, hatred, stubbornness, and many others. Get out of them with the presence of God. And we believed him. That's how we shall see his goodness. Still have like two issues to see on that foundation of faith towards God. Why
he
fronts the word to believe towards him? The word of God, it's a lamp to lighten us to reaching all promises of God.
It
saves us every harm of Satan.
And
God has never fulfilled our words, but he fulfills his words. Two reasons remain to be explained. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.